China Human Rights Report, America the Most Warlike Nation in the History of the World. By Francis Martel on March 13, 2020. The Communist Party of China published a human rights report on Friday finding the United States responsible for a wide variety of atrocities, claiming American citizens' personal dignity and privacy are systematically violated. Among the long list of complaints in the 24-page report, distributed through various state news agencies, were the fact that the United States respects the right of private citizens to own guns, the lack of a government-run universal health care system, big money in politics, and accusations of racism against nearly all ethnic minorities in the country. The Chinese report complains that the U.S. State Department puts out an annual report on the global human rights situation in every country that typically condemns China for its severe human rights atrocities. It claims to be a product of the State Council Information Office of the People's Republic of China, an official arm of the Chinese government. The Chinese Communist Party's most shocking human rights violation ongoing today is the establishment of dozens of concentration camps in western Xinjiang province, in which at least 1 million, but up to 3 million, people endure torture, indoctrination, rape, slavery, organ harvesting, and death. The vast majority of these people are Muslim Uyghurs, the dominant ethnic minority in Xinjiang, others including Kazakh and Kyrgyz Muslims, Christians, and potentially members of other religious minorities like Buddhists and Falun Gong practitioners. A study published last week revealed that China is sneaking Uyghur slaves into factories manufacturing for at least 83 international companies, including Nike, Nintendo, Apple, and BMW, making it impossible for any company to guarantee they are not exploiting forced labor. This week, experts on Chinese human rights abuses revealed that Chinese Communist Party doctors are cutting lungs out of living Uyghur people and trying to use them to treat victims of the Wuhan coronavirus pandemic. Chinese researchers did not mention any of these atrocities in their report, instead complaining that the United States has condemned China's human rights record. These reports wantonly distorted and belittled human rights situation in countries and regions that did not conform to U.S. strategic interests, but turned a deaf ear and a blind eye to the persistent, systematic and large-scale human rights violations in the United States, the report read. China then goes on to criticize the United States for alleged human rights violations against Muslims. Racial discrimination has always accompanied the development of the United States in history, and skin color plays an important role in determining the fate of Americans, the report read. The political structure and ideology of white supremacy have caused ethnic minorities to suffer all-round discrimination in various fields such as politics, economy, culture and social life in the United States. Americans say some religious groups continue to be discriminated against and disadvantaged, according to an analysis of Pew Research Center surveys in March 2019. About 82% of respondents say Muslims are subject to at least some discrimination in the United States, and 56% say Muslims are discriminated against a lot, it alleged. In essence, the United States is still a country of white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. All other races, ethnic groups, and religious and cultural communities endure various levels of discrimination. Since 2016, white supremacy in the United States has shown a resurgence trend, leading to racial opposition and hatred, the report asserted. Also touted as a violation of the rights of American citizens is the presidential campaign of former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg. Big money in politics has overwhelmed the political process, granting wealthy special interests more power now than at any time in recent American history, distorting the voices of everyday citizens and putting the foundation of our democracy at risk, the report warned, later noting, in his first week as a Democratic U.S. presidential candidate, Michael Bloomberg launched a $40-plus million U.S. dollar advertising campaign, according to a HuffPost report dated November 30, 2019. Bloomberg's campaign lasted a little over 3 months and, despite his heavy financial investment, resulted in only one election victory, the American Samoa primary. Chinese experts also cited the strength of the American military as a human rights violation, calling America the most warlike nation in the history of the world. The United States had been at war for decades, the wars in Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Yemen and so on, The article claims, without noting that the U.S. has only offered advisory aid in the Yemen civil war, not actively fought in it. The United States, a country preoccupied with human rights problems at home, unscrupulously tramples on the human rights of people in other countries, resulting in untold sufferings, the report concluded. Such hurtful acts are a grave violation of international morality and human conscience and are despised by all people who hold on to kindness and justice. We advise the U.S. authorities to restrain their arrogance and prejudice, make a clear-eyed examination of the United States' own human rights problems and fix them. Instead of pointing fingers at other countries and making irresponsible remarks, the report stated. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.